attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
Always be like this. I can hear you say, come on, professor. The Lord will perfect that concerning sooner or later. Sooner or later. Concerning my faith. Say sooner or later. Sooner or later. in the heavenly place. By the power.
By the power of your name.
Miracles break out in your life. Yes, 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 yes. Financial miracles. Oh, yes, yes. Healing miracles for yourself, for your loved ones, for your brothers and sisters, for your friend. In the name of Jesus, let miracles break out for promotion. Promotion miracles. A miracle of promotion. That is so clear that it's a miracle. Safety miracles. Safety miracles. You will not die in an accident. You will not die by a gunshot. Armed robbers will not terminate your life. You will live to a good old age. Let miracles of long life break out in your life. In the name of Jesus. Makaria. Mandolobodo. These are miracles. Traveling miracles. Miracles of provision. Abandala Bakoria Bahada. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. When others are saying that I got a miracle, may you not be an onlooker. May you not be a spectator. May you not be just a listener, as if you are listening to a radio. But may you also share your own testimony and declare what great things the Lord has done and has had compassion upon you. Oh, yes. Believe the preaching, oh. Believe the preaching. Because just this week, my car has been changed. Sierra rubber fresh, four-wheel drive. Test of the latest. When I say enlargement and I declare it upon you, you must experience enlargement. Yes. So the thing that I am prophesying over you, I am experiencing it. So if you like, just be there. Because some of you don't believe what we are preaching. All kinds of things are in your mind. All kinds of junk is in your mind. So believe the preaching. I say it's your season Can you hear me well? When I say it's your season of enlargement, believe that it is your season of enlargement. I've got one church. I've now got a second one. I've got another church. It's a season of enlargement. Oh my God. My God and my Lord. This church is going to be more mega than you have ever seen it. And that church will also be more mega than you have ever seen it. Believe it. Believe it. I'm walking in it. Yes. So when we say believe. Last week I was praying that you will not die in an accident. And my very dear, I don't know whether bodyguard, associate, help or whatever, Pastor Need, is a what? Edicam. Yes, Edicam. I don't know whether it's Edicam, but adjutant. I don't know, some term. Pastor Neosa, he drove into a packed truck with loaded with blocks. People don't survive such accidents. But he's talking. He's normal. It is well. Some small pains here and there to let him know that God has delivered him from that accident. Or you won't die in an accident. Your body will not be carried from an accident site to a mortuary. Never, 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 never. Miracles are breaking out of deliverance. Mighty deliverance. Lift your hand and pray, pray, pray. Pray in the spirit for the season of enlargement that we are in, that we have entered in, that you too can experience. Lift your voice and pray. It's a season of enlargement. God is enlarging you. God is taking you forward. God is taking you further. I want you to just take a moment. I wanted to preach and then we pray, but I feel the prayer mood is already on and I don't want to just break the flow. So I want us to pray concerning our season of enlargement for the church that we are entering into. From next week, we are beginning one service. And that service is called Holy Spirit Experience Service. Yes. Holy Spirit Experience Service. So make sure you are here from the beginning, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And then we are, so just adjust your mind a little bit. For you, you won't lose much. The second service, they have to actually have a great paradigm shift of their timing for church. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yes.
You mind me?
Oh.
Believe God. You know, the Bible says that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. I think what should be constant in your life is to keep loving the Lord, no matter what you have and you face. Can you hear me well? Am I on air? Yeah. No matter what you face, make sure that you keep loving the Lord, because you become like a blowman. When they have arrested you into the enemy's camp, that's when you are going to finish all of them. Yeah. They have even pointed 20 guns at you, but they are talking a lot before they kill you. And their talking is helping you to arrange yourself well. Yeah. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid.
Hey.
Yes. And I mean, I've been telling God, you have been encouraging me, because when Bishop the Prophet was at his conference, Give Thyself Holy Conference, and he announced that he's preaching on enlargement. But it was not announced before. And I started this enlargement series on the 2nd of June. I was wearing this same dress. On the 2nd of June, I was wearing this dress. Maybe that's why prophetically I'm wearing it again. Yes. Yeah. And I mean, when he announced, I just said in my heart, Lord, you are encouraging me. Because for me to know that, in a sense, it's true. My announcement to the church that we are in a season of enlargement is true. For his prophet to also stand on his pulpit, international pulpit, and announce that he's preaching on enlargement. I think that, I just said, God, you are encouraging me, at least, if you are not sure, cry, you are on track. And the day I was preaching, the last time I think he preached at the center, I was preaching here on enlargement by what? Eliminating covetousness. And we're preaching about pay your tithe, giving, and things. And he was preaching a similar message at the success lab center. I mean, I just told in my heart, I didn't say, I just said, God, you are encouraging. Can you lower your thing? You are encouraging me. I felt encouraged. But, you know, sometimes you don't know whether you've heard from God. Sometimes when you are preaching and the people are looking at you, they don't feel that they like what you are preaching or they are receiving. They don't move. They don't smile. Some people, if I look at their faces, I will stop preaching and go to my office and go and drink tea. Because their faces discourage you. And you have to learn it, because spiritually, it's not good for you, the receiver. Because it makes the heart of the preacher turn away from you in his heart. As he's preaching, even he's moving, he doesn't like the area where you are sitting, because like there's some intimidation spirit there. Then he rather moves to a corner where he feels. So even when he comes there by your face, he doesn't flow in you in your direction. I'm telling you something spiritual.
Teach us.
And you may say that, oh, I'm just not feeling happy, or I'm just not myself today. But it affects you. And even if you are not yourself, be yourself. Because God is still on his throne. In the year that King Uzziah died, the year that there was a national tragedy, God was still on his throne to prove that he doesn't die. And if he's not dead, there is hope for you. I said there is hope for you. Yes. Beautiful. And here I come, I'm minding my own business. I'm preaching. My car, I've refurbished it to the top. It's brand new. It felt brand new at the time when I changed all my tires, everything. So when he told me that I've changed your car, I told him that, oh, my car is very good. I've changed tires. He said, oh, thank you for changing the tires and working nicely on the car. Somebody else will get a nice car. Because the way you are handing over your car is not in a good condition. And then he told me that you can go home with this tear rubber. The rubbers everywhere, the doors, the screens, everywhere. Hey!
Come on.
I was actually surprised, because it's not my car. My Yenufu for another, I don't know how many years, it can last for another 10 years. Yes. But one bishop was standing by, he said, God has seen your heart. God saw your heart as you were doing all these things on that old car. God has seen your heart that it's not a new car that motivates you in the ministry.
My God.
It's not because your car is old that your face is some way. I was happy. Oh, very happy. And then he says, now change your car.
God.
So today, normally when I get this brand new, I'll leave the rubber on. I say, look, Kai, I'm not a village boy. I remove all the rubber on the car. This is not the first time I'm driving tear rubber, so I don't have to prove that it's a tear rubber. I remove all the rubber everywhere. Only the handlebar at the desk, I just left it just for, just to show you. And then after today, I'll remove it. Yes.
My God.
And normally when I get out, I'll pack it. I won't bring, I don't want people to see. It's like me ferry be, you know, something, something. But this one I said, God has confirmed your word now with signs following. So I drove confident. When I was coming, the guy at the car park, he said, oh, he was directing me to another place. I go and park on. I didn't mind him at all. I stepped on the accelerator. And I was heading straight for my car park. He wasn't standing there. He thought I had missed my way. He didn't know that it was me. Later I told him that God has lifted me. And my God will lift you. My God will bless you. Oh yes. This God that I serve.
Prophesy.
I drove. I told my people, God. I said, I've intentionally come to park at my corner so that I'll prove to you that the thing I'm preaching on,
I
got my victory in you. We're coming home to Misro. Look, don't be afraid. The God that I serve, He's a living God. He will prove Himself to you. Always keep yourself loving Him.
Hallelujah.
And you will see Him manifest His power.
Hallelujah.
In your life.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's new car is being released. Somebody's got a better job. I see somebody doing online job. Now you work from home. You don't even have to use transport. And you work from home. And now they are paying you in dollars. Dollars. Receive the blessing. Oh my God.
My God. Professor.
And in a number of weeks, I'll be moving into a new church.
My God.
Oh yes.
It's the season of
and this life. My church will also be there.
Yes.
Still powerful.
Yes.
Still strong.
Yes.
Sometimes I get people, so are you taking me? Are you taking me? Don't bother yourself with are you taking me. It's not a problem. One or two people will be selected to go, but not everybody. The rest of us have to be comfortable and happy to be here. Because it's my church.
Yes.
I will be coming to preach here.
Yes.
And for this one, I will tell you in advance, the first group that I'm taking, apart from my staff, is the Christians. Yes. Because I created.
That's right.
And any song they sing, I am the one who gives it to them. So if somebody else comes, he will not even know how to. So during the week, a man of God whose church I went to preach to said that they are, I didn't tell him. Oh, he said, these Christians are from the loins of Bishop Ediat. Strong Christians, they are from the loins. So, case you are a Christian, you are already on the move.
Yes.
But if you are not a strong Christian, wait for your turn. And if I tell you to stay here, it's because you love me. And I appreciate your service. So I want you to be here so that this, my church, will be stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger still. Yes. I'm not taking everybody. And you have to accept it. And you have to appreciate it. So when I say you are not, it's not because I don't like you, I don't love you. It's because of the expansion that God is bringing, has brought me enlargement that I have come into. I can't collapse this church.
No.
By transferring all the members to the other side. Now, Hana Yoshi, Niaka say, oh, Okoye, Nasorene Guda. This church, God is building His church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And you are in the church. You will also be enlarged. God will enlarge you as you flow with the season of enlargement. I say, I have one church and another church is going to come up. Also air conditioning. I'm not going to move from air conditioning into dryness. I will be going into air conditioned environment. Don't worry. Don't be moved at all. Yeah, it's a twin church. Yes. It's like Sekendi Takrade or Accra Tema.
Yes.
So it will be Macarius. And I'll tell you the name one day. But by God's grace, it has been confirmed. So I'll tell you the name. Yeah. And as I speak, Prophet Kakra has also begun his church of enlargement. And his church, Kakumono, is also there. It's also
beautiful.
Working.
Beautiful.
So God is, it's a season of, and when I began, I had no idea. I didn't know anything. Not knowing that they had actually another body, which our ruling body in the whole ministry, have been discussing it among themselves, and they were making moves among them. But I didn't know about it. I had no idea. When I say believe the preaching, don't look at me as though I'm from Mars. I'm from here. I'm one of you. Me too. I was preaching just like you. And I was prophesying it because I believe that we are in a season of enlargement as the Holy Spirit spoke in my heart. So next week, we are beginning Holy Spirit experience. Yes. Holy Spirit experience service.
Yes.
There will be manifestations of the Holy Spirit's presence in this place.
Yes.
And then a few weeks from now, my son will be coming to be here with me, and then we'll be together for some months, maybe months, before I leave him. So that all of us will flow together, like how Joel Osteen's father made him preach, and the whole church received him, and the church has advanced, the church has now multiplied, is bigger, far bigger, more influential than before. This is what is going to happen here.
Amen. Yes. Prophet.
And I should be able to have some Gadites and some half the tribe of Manasseh and some Reubenites.
Yes.
To say that all that you commanded us will do, and if there's anybody who wants to rebel against this enlargement, we will put him to death. You know what I mean. Your season of enlargement is here. Your season of enlargement is here. The church is going to be more exciting, more growing, more members, more people.
Yeah.
Oh, you watch it.
Amen.
It's going to be far better than you have
Hallelujah.
Known it. Let's just walk with God step by step.
Thank you.
Don't rebel. Don't be rebellious. Don't say, me, I don't like people that are not Bishop Eddie. But there are people who are not Bishop Eddie who will do greater than Bishop Eddie has
right.
done. Yes. Oh, yes. Right. Even the Jesus who died for me, he said, the works that I do shall you do. He was talking to us, the disciples. And greater works than these shall ye do, because I go to the Father. So I also go to a new church. And so greater works shall be done in this church than has ever been done, even in my presence. Yes. And as you have obeyed in my presence, obey even much more in my absence. And as you have supported in my presence, support even more in my absence. It's exciting. It's a season of enlargement. It's also a season of excitement. So when we close, I give you free passport visa to walk around the building. Just go to the side, see something and come this way. And tell yourself, I can see my future. I can see my future. I can see my future. Somebody will have a new house. Somebody will have a new car. Somebody will get a beloved. Somebody, it will happen practically. So lift your hand and let's pray concerning this season of enlargement for this church as we enter into a new phase. One service, Holy Spirit experience. So pray that the Holy Spirit will fill this house from next week. This is 8th September. From next week, we begin. And that His presence will be mighty here for salvation, for healing, for deliverance, for multiplication, for advancement, for prosperity, lift your voice and let us pray. If you are listening on Sweet Melodies, Dofupa FM, join us in the prayer. It's a season of enlargement. We are moving forward. God is taking his church higher and higher and higher, and we are trusting him for greater works in the years ahead, in the months ahead, in the weeks ahead, in the days ahead. Ola Rakasa, Manda Baduria Mahatagada, Ria Mahatada, Yabash Delebe, Roma Kapanda Labada, Ikorabashi Delebede, Ria Makapanda Lama Barabada, Manda Peria Mashanda Lama, Nimunda Barama, Zema Kutanda Lama, Imanda Labashida Labada, Rama Kapanda Labada, Holy Spirit, Rama Kapanda Labada, Nenda Labada, move over this church, move over the congregation, move over the people, move over the pastors, move over our lives. Iranda Kapandele Melo, Ria Mahanda Laba, Keradasha, Nepandele Mekoriada, Indele Mekarada, Yema Kondele Medoria Mahandele Maya, Nepanda Laba, Rapanda Lama, Nemonda Mandamanama, Nanda Madoria Mahanda Laba, Oh, Mashandala, Namandola Mahandala Makoria Mahada, Imajandala Makoria Mazandala Mada, Nekapandala Madoria Mahandala, Rapandala Mandala Makoria Madaya. Let sicknesses be healed in this church. Let weaknesses disappear in the name of Jesus. Establish your work continually. Build your church. Let not the gates of hell prevail against it. Advance your people. Advance the ministry. Indola Mahanda, Reko Sandala, Nema Tondala, Reko Sandala, Ima Nondelebe, Yeka Fandala Baruta Zaya, Hela Mazonda Labada, Nepato Sandala, Reko Shatala, Endalaba. We are calling on the Holy Ghost, on the Holy Spirit to move over our lives, to move over our church, to move over the ministry. Nitalada, Rentonomo, Ziaka Panda, Ideleged Shataya, Imano Katariede, Nima Sondalaba, Ima Kapanda Dala, Rema Kosaya Kapanda, Imayanda Kasuria Mashinalaba, Nepandere de Vesoria Mahanelimenea, Idegeteria Mashtagadala, Rapandalaba Parabada, Andalaba Kanada Maneria, Rapandalaba Sidia Gadale, Idele Boshide. Tell the Lord, build your church, build your church, build your church, make us strong, make us in the name of Jesus. Ibala Masinele, Kepandolo Moshida, Makapandele Metoriada, Hinda Lavasigiale, Nemandola Lavasigala, Makapanda Lavasilele, Hindele Mekoriamana, Nemandoria Vashanda Lavada, Yaba Baboria Bahigadale, Ima Mama Kora Basigada, Mapanda Lavasigiada Lavada, Ramakamanda Lavada, Rapanda Lavada Lavada. We are praying for our service. Our Holy Spirit experience service. Hallelujah. In Titus chapter 3 verse 4 he says, but after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
We want to pray for the renewing of the Holy Ghost. But it seems to bring salvation.
Oh, yes.
It seems to bring the mercy of God. Mm. It seems to bring some washing.
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
So we want to pray for this renewing of the Holy Spirit. Like, we can't make him new. He's the same. But there is some renewal he brings.
Hallelujah.
So that there will be some freshness in the church.
Yes.
A new wind is blowing.
Yes.
Is that not the song? There's a song for that says that. A new wind is blowing. This, is that not a new wind? Actually, they say a new wind. New wind. Somebody said new.
New.
Yeah. New wind.
New.
Just a new, but new. Refreshing. When you walk into the church, you feel the presence of God.
Yes.
When you walk on the compound, you know that you are in a holy place.
Yes.
The renewing of the yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes your prayer life has gone stale. When you are praying, it doesn't flow. You know, there's a way prayer flows when you are praying with your spirit. But often when it's just flesh just flowing, and when you move from here, you go home, the same grace follows you home.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Whatever burden you bring, as soon as you arrive here,
Professor,
it is gone.
Professor.
I actually prayed for that when we were building the church. And I used to pray, Lord, if anybody enters here, before we even finished, may they find their burdens lifted up.
Amen.
Lifted away.
Yeah.
Yes. And a young man walked into the church. And when he walked in, he said to me, you know, there's something here. We have not finished building.
Wow.
There's something here. As soon as I entered here, I felt some peace, something just a weight lifted on me. I said, it's a prayer I'm praying. I'm praying that prayer. May God bring that renewing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Renewing.
Yes.
Whatever it means, it seems to have a good effect.
Yes.
Eh? The renewing, the washing of regeneration, the renewing of the Holy Ghost, the tongues that we speak, the gift that he brings, the healing that takes place, deliverance that takes place, the descending of spirit that takes place, the advancement of the church, the sweeping of multitudes into the church. He seems to be able to sweep multitudes into the church that is not even your effort. Are you listening to me?
Listen.
Want to pray that God will do it for us.
Amen.
As we enter and continue in our season of just another minute or two, and then we finish. Mata Korea Bashandara Bada Miko Sandara Babaya Bashandara Bada Rakasura Bada Mandara Bada Nikura Mashindere Bikabara Bada Rama Sandere Bikara Bashandara Bada Rema Sundere Bikabara Bada Nimandara Bada Sindere Bikaba Rabandara Babaya Inamandara 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 Babaya Yes, Lord, the renewing of the Holy Ghost in our ministry, the renewing of the Holy Ghost in our midst, the renewing of the Holy Ghost in our church, the renewing of the Holy Ghost, and the bara mashala, and the kunabara, and the kunabara. Let there be a renewing, a fresh renewing, a great renewal of the Holy Ghost in the barana, ramananda, ikaranashe, likaro. Baradesa, Imayaga, Nitongabaya, Ingale Rabasha, Indalimaga, Indalimaga, Iagala, Iagala, Maratasa Kandalabadaya. Lord, you are building your church. Ah, we are calling on the Holy Spirit, Andalimarade, to fill our church, to fill our house, to fill this house, Lord. Ninda Bara Ninga Solana, Imanunda Lamana, Inda Keria Mashandala, Inda Keria Makilada, Inda Ligarada, Hey. demonic, no human being, no personality. You are the one who builds your church, Lord. Therefore, build your church. We are your servants. We are tools in your hand. We are praying for this church. We are praying for the services. In the Limakaria, Moraba Salamanaria, Andala Badaria, renew the Holy Ghost in our midst. Renewing, the renewing of the Holy Ghost. In the Limarataya, in the Lavarodia, forgive us for silencing his voice. Forgive us, O God, for quenching him. Forgive us, O God, for striving with him for so long. We are praying to flow, that we can flow with the Holy Ghost. Help us, Lord, the transforming power of the Holy Ghost, the healing power. May we all find our place in your house. May we all find our slot where we can be fruitful, where we can be effective, where we can be in your will, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, finally, I was praying that prayer, but I felt I should let you pray too. That we all be relevant in the move of God that is ahead of us. We all be in his will. Pray that you find your place where you can be fruitful, where you can be effective, where you can still be relevant. If God doesn't plant you somewhere and you uproot yourself, you are likely to wither and die and dry up. But you want to pray, Lord, in this move, as we flow in our season of enlargement, help me to find my place. Where is there a slot you have prepared for me to fit in nicely so I can be fruitful, so I can be effective? I don't want to backslide as we go ahead. You know, when Moses went to wait on God and he went with Joshua to take the Ten Commandments from God, by the time he came back, the people had changed their allegiance to God. It's like we don't know the God of Moses. Since he's not here, we are also not with him. Unfortunate. You want to pray that you will ever be relevant in the house of God and you always be fruitful.
Yes.
And whatever place he has prepared for you, you fit there in his will.
Yes.
Yes. You don't want to be anywhere else apart from his will. Lift your voice and pray. Kaya to Radaba. If you are listening to us, maybe you are in a church. You are not fruitful there. Maybe you are in a church. You are not relevant. You don't do anything in God's honor and to his glory. Today, we are praying for ourselves because there is a move of God. It's an enlargement. It's a season of enlargement. Pray for yourself. Pray that you find your place in the house of God, in the place, in the service of God, in the house of the Lord, that you have a slot there, that you have a place there, that you will ever be relevant as the years go by. Even in your old age, you will still be fruitful. You, as you age, you will not just be a critic in the church. You will not just be a trouble causer in the church, a rabble rouser in the church, but you will be fruitful still. You will be a one that strengthens the work of God and causes it to go forward, advance it in the name of Jesus. Mantalamana, whichever church you belong to, you are hearing me on Dofopa FM, on Sweet Melodies. You are hearing me on Facebook or YouTube. I am praying for you and you are praying for yourself. Lord, make me relevant. I cannot be in a place that I'm there by my will. causing trouble, causing confusion, spoiling the work of God. I want to be relevant to God. I don't want to backslide as the years go by. I don't want to give up on my God. I want to serve Him still. I want to love Him still. Andabara, Rakasota, Ribayata, Andalabadaya, Hey Father, Andabara la Mashikataya, Manka Bandala Makuria Bashaga, Ilirado, Demia Kafale, Manta Kangara la Bakuria Bashaya, Idali Makarabada, Andali Marada Sikalaba, Rabanda la Maneria Basandalaba, Andalaba Panamada, Yaka Pandalaba, Yaka Panalaba, Yandalabada, Ayaraba Pandalabada. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you honor.
Yes, Lord.
We give you glory.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That you are building your church. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Thank you for a season of enlightenment. Thank you for a season of advancement. Thank you that we are going forward and we are not going backwards. Thank you that you are blessing our lives and we are not suffering and struggling by your mercy and by your grace. Oh, my Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. As your church advances, so may our lives advance.
Amen.
And as your church advances, draw us after you and let us run together.
Yes.
We give you praise
and
honor. We are your servants. We are your servants. Therefore, as we prepare for advancement in your church, oh my God, let the Holy Ghost feel free here. Let the Holy Spirit move in our midst. Oh yes. Oh yes. We cannot relegate Him to the background like an unwanted stepchild. But He is relevant and He is the builder of the church. He is the one who is called to help us and to assist us. Holy Spirit, move amongst us. Holy Spirit, feel free amongst us. Holy Spirit, do what you are able to do to cause the church of God to advance. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands.
Hallelujah.
Oh yes. Is that how you celebrate the Lord? Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. You make my life so beautiful. And as you are, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. You make my life so beautiful. And as you are, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater.
There's nothing greater than this.
That's why I love you.
That's why I love you.
Forevermore. I want more of you. I want more of you. Make my
honest. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you.
That's why I love you.
Forevermore. You make my life.
You make my life so beautiful.
Will do marvelous things in your life. So the next time you are coming to church, it's not Victory Secret Service. It's Holy Spirit Experience Service.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. You may be seated. Yes. Today, I want to just a short, this one is a very short one. And we are looking at Joshua chapter 9. We've been dealing with the Joshua generation in the book of Joshua. And how God took his people from the wilderness into their land of promise. And I believe that we are learning so many things as we go along. And it came to pass when all the kings which were on this side Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys and in all the coasts of the great sea over against Lebanon. Somehow I'm going chapter by chapter, but the revelations are coming as we go along. And in the valleys and in the coasts of the great sea over against Lebanon, the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites heard thereof, that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done unto Jericho and to Ai, they did work wilily and went and made as if they had been ambassadors and took old sacks upon their asses and new wine bottles old and rent and bound up and old shoes and clouted upon their feet and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy. And they went to Joshua unto the camp at Gilgal and said unto him and to the men of Israel, we be come from a far country. Now therefore make ye a league with us. And the men of Israel said unto the Hivites, peradventure ye dwell among us, and how shall we make a league with you? And he said unto Joshua, we are thy servants. And Joshua said unto them, who are you? Who are ye? And from whence come ye? And they said unto him, from a very far country thy servants are come, because of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard of the fame of him, and all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites, if you remember, that were beyond the Jordan, Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and to Og, king of Bashan, which was at Ashtaroth. Wherefore our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spake to us, saying, take victuals with you for the journey, and go to meet them, and say unto them, we are your servants. Therefore make ye a league with us. This our bread we took hot for our provision out of our houses on that day we came for to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry and it is moldy. And these bottles of wine which we filled were new. And behold, they be rent. And these, our garments and our shoes, have become old by reason of the very long journey. And the men took of their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them, and made a league with them to let them live. And the princes of the congregation swear unto them. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days, after they had made a league with them, they heard that they were their neighbors, and that they dwelt among them. And the children of Israel journeyed and came unto their cities on the third day. Now their cities were Gibeon and Chiphera and Beeroth and Kejath Jearim. And the children of Israel smote them not, because the princes of the congregation had sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. And all the congregation murmured against the princes. But all the princes said unto the congregation, we have sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. Now therefore, we may not touch them. This we will do to them. We will even let them live, lest wrath be upon us because of the oath which we swear unto them. And the princes said unto them, let them live, but let them be hewers of wood and drawers of water unto all the congregation, as the princes had promised them. And Joshua called for them, and he spake unto them, saying, wherefore have you beguiled us, deceived us, saying, we are very far from you, when you dwell among us? Now therefore, ye are cursed, and there shall none of you be freed from being bondmen, and hewers of wood, and drawers of water for the house of my God. And they answered Joshua and said, because it was certainly told thy servant how that the Lord thy God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land, and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore we were so afraid of your lives, of our lives, because of you, and have done this thing. And now behold, we are in thine hand. As it seemeth good and right unto thee to do unto us, do. So did he unto them, and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, that they slew them not. And Joshua made them that day hewers of wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord, even unto this day, in the place which he should choose. Now this is a very important message, which says the battle of enlargement number 5. The battle for enlargement number 5. Enlarge by avoiding the deception of short relationships. enlarge by avoiding the deception of short relationships. Are you there? Joshua and the people of Israel did not benefit from the test of time that reveals the genuineness of relationships and alliances. All relationships must go through the test of time. And when you have a relationship that has stood the test of time, treasure it. Cherish it. Because I believe that if God will bless, most of us know and have experienced in your lives where you've needed a job and somebody you knew recommended you somewhere, acquaintance, somebody you knew in the past, somebody you knew, you've known for some time, opens a door for you somewhere. So many times, God's blessing of enlargement for your life comes through relationships you have had over the years. In fact, I won't go far, but right now I can tell you my relationship, long-standing relationship with Bishop Dagwood Mills is what has brought me this blessing that I'm sharing with you this morning. If you are not jealous, after church, you go out, you turn left. If you are not jealous, but a lot of people can be jealous. It's like, hey, if you have got this, then what? We two will get our own. I don't want you to be so worked up, please. So if you are not jealous, you can turn left. Or if you don't have to turn left, you go forward a bit and just look. Maybe like, I don't know what degree this is, but maybe minus 270. Okay, 270. Okay, maybe like 270. You will see something. Then you just say, oh, to God be the glory. I am also in my season of enlargement. It is coming on me. Yes. It's the long-standing relationship. There are blessings in relationships when they have stayed for a long time. But there's also a deception that we can have. When you meet people for a short time, because short relationships are nice, number one, and they have not had any quarrels or issues. So it's easy to say that, oh, he's my best friend. Your best friend cannot be 1 month old, not even 3 months old. Yeah. Some of you, the people who could be your real best friends, you've cut them off because something happened along the way. Yeah. So, God would enlarge you, but you must learn to avoid the deception of short relationships. If you have been in a church, have a pastor, I've been your pastor for many years. I'm different from a prophet who seems to do mighty miracles and comes around in your life and prophesies to you that changes your life today. There's a big difference. But it's easy, like little children, you've been with your father for 3 years, 4 years, then your uncle who comes from abroad comes with chocolate, a bar of chocolate, which has maybe like 18 squares, pieces. Then he hands it to you. Whoa! Hallelujah! I'm going with you. I want to change my name to your name. Yeah. That's why even in relationships, if you are going to marry, you don't have to jump at somebody you see for 2 weeks. Like, you come to church, you see somebody, wow! Then suddenly you are looking for a number, you are looking for a house, you are going to visit her this afternoon. It's like today, now that you spotted the person, it's like you are now... Meanwhile, there are worthy sisters who have been with you at fasting and prayer meetings, who have been with you at every service, who wish you happy birthday on your birthday for 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. Do you see? They even buy you gift, but maybe it's not so wild. You see? Then suddenly, this fresh Sister. Do you see? It seems to be the one going. I mean, like today is when you even saw her for the, like you noticed her. And today, no, it's like she's the one that you would like to marry. You know, you are deceived, but you don't know that you are deceived. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that there is a deception of short relationships. And it is just a few. The Bible says that the people came to Joshua and said, look, they had a powerful strategy which really worked. But they heard that God had done wild things in the lands, and there is no nation or king that has been able to stand against these Israelites because of their God. So it's like we don't stand a chance. What they have done to Jericho, which is near us, they have done to Ai, which is near us, by all means we are finished. So let us put old clothes, let's find old shoes, bread, old bread. Everybody, you know, you all have some old bread, isn't it? Some, the back of bread that you have eaten is in the fridge. Or sometimes if it's on the counter in the kitchen, you can see there's some mold is coming on. It's like, look, those of you who have such things, bring them, bring them, bring them. Bring them. Hey, they put dust on their feet. Old. Everybody has old shoes in the house. Don't you have old shoes? Said, don't wear any new shoes. Hide your new shoes. Wear old shoes. Old clothes. Bring them. Tear them. Tear them. Make sure they are torn so that you look really like you are some far place. Don't bath. We are going to see them this evening. Don't bath. Make sure you don't bath. Play in the sun. Stand in the sun. Let the sun beat you and let the heat dry up your skin. Don't put pomade on yourself so that you look like you're from far away. And the Bible says, they act not counsel of the Lord. This is where many of us fail. You don't ask counsel. You don't know what it means to ask counsel of the Lord. Any new thing that arrives in your house, even like I say, I'm moving to a new house. Hey, I'm going with you. Do you know what it means? You don't even know what it means. It's a new normia. Where are you going? Oh, pray on the door. And you may find out that you can't even come because maybe your house is far. And you too like church that is near you. And it is because of church near you that you are here. But because of something new, no, may call, I want to also go. You will take me. You will take me. Oh, I am going. Now they take you. First day you go. Second day you go. Second, third day say, hey. I don't have transportation. When you finish, you are not coming to look at my face for transportation. Hey. There is a deception of short relationships which you must avoid. You must avoid at all costs. Short relationships can turn out or end up being good and being a blessing. But don't fall to the deception of something new. All your old friends that you know, you don't like any of them. Then we know your hygiene or kasa too much. This one too, he doesn't talk at all. This one too, he doesn't give money. This one doesn't, and the new one who has come just gave you 20 cedis. Or let's say 200 cedis. That's a bit more tempting. And suddenly, you know, you are moving there. So when you are in a church, always love to be in a church that you have been there for a long time. May come with them. Yes. Correct your mind. You must love to be in the church that you have been in for a long time. Don't change church like that. Don't be in a hurry to change your church. A church comes to the area, you hear the sound. Hey! Hey! And you hear prophetic words. You are going forward. You are going higher. Then they speak in tongues. Holy Ghost, fire! Holy Ghost, fire! Say, hey!
I'm going there now. No. If Benin, okay, maybe people don't know Benin these days. I don't know which son of God is popular. But Benin is, okay. If Benin, okay, Joshua Selman, comes to start a church at Gate, do you understand? And you are a member of this church. You shouldn't say that, hey, Joshua Selman, he's come near us now. So I want to go to that church. It's a deception of short relationships that you must avoid. If God is going to advance you, you must learn to keep relationships that He has given you in the past. And here they now find these people only 3 days after they were, so whose houses are these? They said, they are the Gibeonites. Gibeonites. Are they not the same people that we met 3 days ago and they said they are from far country? Oh, go and tell Joshua, the people, the houses that are here belong to them. Oh, their houses are here. They have houses, they have wives, they have children. This is their city. The city they are in is not the one that they are telling us about. The one that you are seeing just from behind the tree there, that's where they come from. But because we didn't ask counsel of the Lord, we got deceived. If you are going to enter a new relationship, seek God's counsel. Lord, what do you think about this? Lord, what is this relationship about? How far will it be? Business partnerships. You see somebody has come. You say, he just came from China. He went to Guangzhou. Yes. And then he went to the factory. Then he shows you his photos. Hey. Then he gives you the list of items. Hey, with factory prices. Hey. And that the Chinese people cry, they are his friends. Then he tells you, ni hao. Then when you hear ni hao, say, hey, do you speak Chinese? Oh, small one. They taught me a few, but you know, Chinese is difficult, but I'm learning. Say, hey. So, you know, next week, they said I should come back next month. And next month, they want to give me the, is it franchise? What did they call the franchise? Yes. So that I'll be the sole distributor in Africa. Not West Africa, Africa. Oh. And you will not seek counsel, you won't pray. The things, the pictures look nice. He's shaking their hand, he's hugging them, he's drinking tea with them. So he's even just told somebody else, even some other people have given him. This man gave him $30,000, this one gave him $20,000, but he's looking for 100. So if you can bring 50,000, do you see? He can make you also a vice president. And he said, the first consignment, and they are giving me, normally Ghana, there was even some guy who used to, but the guy, and he has collapsed, the Jesus has collapsed, but they used to give us half price. So when you come and sell, you get double. So if you bring 50,000, next month, when I come back, you get 100,000. And we are in the season of enlargement. A fact. Yes. This one, if you pay your tithe, 50,000, Bishop will be very happy with you. But the Bible says, but they sought not the counsel of the Lord. If you are going into, even if you move from the area and you want to go to another church near you, seek God's counsel. Because that may be the place where you backslide. Because it's near you. Seek God's counsel. Don't just move because it's convenient. When Paul was going on a ship with the people, he was a prisoner. And he told the captain of the ship that this journey, I perceive that it will be with much loss, not only to the but to having our lives in danger. The good will be in danger, our lives will also be in danger. And that we shouldn't set sail. In Acts chapter 27, we shouldn't set sail. But the Bible says that because the south wind or the east wind blew softly, the east wind, blew softly. They felt that it was commodious to set sail. So Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, losing thence, they sailed close to by Crete. It's like my prophetic eye was nothing to them. So they just told the people that, look, let's don't mind this prisoner, what can you tell us? What can he bring to the table? What do you mean by telling us we should look at, there's nothing, everything is cool, the wind is cool, you say there will be danger. What danger is this? Prophet of doom. Shut him down. Let's put him in the dungeon. Let's go. Because the wind is blowing softly. Always seek God's counsel. Always pray. When you pray, even if you don't know how to hear God's word, just pray about it and commit it to God and say, Lord, help me and guide me. God will find a way of directing your path and helping you along the proper way. Yes. Yes. Whatever relationship, the church, your pastor, can be your pastor, then somebody meets you and say, it must be in your spirit that I don't just jump at new things and new people who are just presenting themselves to me. I don't just jump at them. Now these people stayed, they were with them, they grew, now they are, up to today, they are still around the Israelites. They are the hewers of wood and then the drawers of water. And you may say that they are working for you, but their presence also presents a danger because of the type of idols that they were worshipping. And that's why God said, kill all these people because they will become a snare to you. Kill them. Don't let them survive. Children, grown-ups, adults, pregnant women, everybody should be killed. Because I don't like the way they are. They are very, they will turn you to follow idols. And you will not know how some alliances can end your Christianity. Are you listening to me? And so be careful and avoid the deception of short relationships. Stay in your church. Stay in this church. This is your church. I, by the grace of God and by the help of God, built the church from ground zero. There was nothing here. We dug the foundation. I know everything that is here. I know everything, the measurements, everything, where everything is and everything was. And I came here before you came here. Yes. I organized everything and then you came. And I'm telling you that this is where God has put you. Avoid the deception of short relationships. As God is advancing, you are likely to meet prophets. Yes. And servants who have run away from their masters. Yes. As Nabal told his wife that there are some servants who have, there be some servants who have run away from their masters. When they get up, they say, bring me provisions. We don't operate like that. Are you listening to me? So, have permanence in your mind. Have longevity in your relationships. Have long stay. We are in long haul. We are in this. Normally when we have a funeral, we put the coffin here. There's the pulpit right here. Then they come around, then they go. They come around. So either you are lying down and I am officiating. Because this is also my church. So there are some people, if you die, I'll come for your funeral. I'll be looking at you and say, oh, you went too early, gone too soon. What a shock. But it is where we'll meet on the other side. Or I will be there. I don't know where I'll be. Maybe I don't know whether to be here or maybe Great Hall at Mampong, where my funeral will be held and my honor service will be held. And then you will be passing by and say, oh, Bishop. Bishop, I miss you. Oh, Bishop. Then people will be holding you. Go, 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 go. It's okay. Others are coming. Others are coming. I can't walk. I'm so too bad. I won't die now. Don't think that I'm going to die now. You people, I'm doing a drama. Don't think that I'm here. Either you are at my funeral
or I'm at your funeral. That's how it should be. Long. Even I'll be in another church, but you are still my sheep. You will always be my sheep. I'll always be your bishop. Yes. By God's grace. If you are, but I'm telling you that value relationship, but you see, some of you are even around, it's like you are new. Every day you are new because you never present yourself to build a relationship beyond the new level. So you are around, you never say hello, you never come, you never introduce yourself, you don't want to be known, you don't want your name to be known. The man will count your sins. Ah, me, I'm counting my sins, how will I count your own? But the relationship must be on. There are brothers you have, bond with them. Because short relationships are deceptive. Long relationships have a blessing in them. They are part of your enlargement coefficient. God will use them, add them in the function of your enlargement. They are inside the equation somewhere. And you need people that have been with you for a long time. Even sometimes to celebrate. When I got this, my blessing, I was now thinking, who can I share? Because I must be able to, because I was very happy. And immediately I was driving. I made a call to this. I was trying to share because it's the people I've known for a long time that I could celebrate my victory with. Yes. Or if you are bereaved and you are mourning, it's the people you have known for a long time. They are the ones who come. The people you don't know, you see that they don't attend. Not that they don't like you, but it's not close enough. Anybody you are close with, you go and share their pain with them. That's why when you are in a church, try and enter the church. Be baptized into the church. The Bible says that all our fathers were baptized into Moses. Just as you almost Moses, so they were into Moses. Moses was in them. It's like you are in a water that you are in the person. The person is in you. You are intermingled, intertwined. You are bonded. You are together. You are friends. You are acquainted. You don't even know how to say whether we are brothers or sisters or friends because we are born. Yesterday I was at Malcolm. I was going upstairs, and then came the children, the baby, the last baby of this, my lawyer and his wife. She ran. Hey, I had to brace myself, but the speed she was coming, I said, hey Eddie, if you are not careful, you and her friend will go down. And she jumped. She didn't just walk to hug me, she jumped and hugged me. And she jumped. A white man with his wife were passing by. Oh, that was really nice, eh? He told me, if somebody can come to you this way, it means whatever you are doing something good, you must be doing something good. For I said, I'm their bishop. Yes, I'm their bishop. I'm into them. I am their children. When I park my car, they come, they will hug me, they will talk to me. If I don't release myself, I will not even come and preach. Because I am into them, they are into me. So the person asked that, is your granddaughter? I said, no, it's not my granddaughter. It's my granddaughter, but it's my church member's daughter, and they are my children. Yes. So I took her, my grandchildren were in the car. I said, come and see my grandchildren. Happily we went, and mother also came, they were all doting about them. Very nice. I would walk to church and won't you be angry when they say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, then it's as if you are some Noah Elias. I think the line is here. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion, fellowship, contribution, participation. Be with us. Now hey! But you are changing from today. I say you are changing from today. Tell somebody you are my brother. You are my, if it's a lady, don't say you are my brother. I mean,
I was just mentioning brother. So say, you are my brother or you are my sister. Say it well. Say it well. Some of us are sitting by people, we don't know their names. Hey, you've sat on the same row with the person for 1 year. Meanwhile, too, I know that I can tell the people who sit on this road, they are always on. As Mato Chess, Nana, have you bought the bus? You are always here. Rita, Marta, Faustina. As a match, and every day you sit like this. Is it an arrangement? One on the left, one on the right, one in the middle. And the youngest is in the middle for protection. Yes. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Try and be baptized into the church. So that you are into even the teachings. You are not into the teachings. Into the books. You see, I'm preaching from enlargement, the book enlargement. I mean, if you are not, you don't, and I'm from the Bible. I'm preaching from the Bible. Okay, I'm preaching from the Bible. So that you don't write a letter to me that, I thought you preach the Bible, but now you say you preach from the book. Please, I'm preaching from the Bible. But the book is my notes, my guide. Every now and then, I maneuver. Yes. You have to enter and be in it so that it is in you. You are in it, and it's all around. It's around you, it's over you. It's around me. It's surrounding you. It's around you. It's on you. In you. Under you. Over you. Behind you. Through you. Into you. By you. All around you. And beside you. On the side, on the left, and on the right. That's how it must be. Put yourself in the family. So that you avoid the deception of short-term relationship. Look at Philip. I've known him for years. He's now my son. If he calls me daddy, it's not strange. It's not like his name dropping, but it's really the case. He's building. I went to the... I said, no, let's climb the roof. Otherwise, we'll not know what is happening there. And we climbed the roof, a ladder, with me and him, and we climbed. And then I walked in the gutter. I said, no, this way. Your house will always leak. I will tell you. Yes, because I know it. I've experienced it. You see. But you are building. Even if I'll come and dedicate it, I can't even tell. Because you don't care whether I'm in it or not. But I'm in it like that. That's the familyness. And I'm there. 2 hours. 2 hours. I didn't even count them. We were upstairs for 1 hour. We were walking around, making changes. And when I said, change this, and he changed it. So, you'll do it. The next day, they started making the changes. Not that I want to change your house, but what is practical? Because some of you, when you are building, you don't know into building. I've built many things, including this church. So I can tell you that what you have built, you won't have air. If you like, don't buy a condition. You can't sleep in the night. You have a nice house, but you sleep on the veranda. And I was there. You understand? I know his issues. Yes. And we are in it. We are helping. We are doing things. I know his marriage, his wife, his children. All his children. I lay my hands on them to remove B, C, D and put A, B plus. Yes. And they've been having A. But you, your children, I've never laid my hands on them before. But last we were talking about have a proper respect for blessing and curses. Yes. So when we came here, we saw that you are cursed. We all say, hey, because it's like, hey, you people are in trouble. Joshua, who has opened his mouth to speak, something is going to happen. But only good things will happen to you as you follow the Lord. So tell somebody, avoid the deception of short relationships. Yes. Enlarge by avoiding the deception of short relationships. And embrace the blessing of long relationships. Clap for Jesus. Stand to your feet.
So we've done chapter 9.
So I'm saying I'm going chapter by chapter. You see that every chapter has something for you.
Are you blessed? Are you glad? Yes. Lift your hands. Father, lift your hands. Jeff, lift your hands. Father, I pray for everyone in this room. I thank you for the relationships you have given us in this church, in this ministry. I pray for everyone. My prayer is that you will strengthen us and strengthen us to strengthen the relationships you have given us. For in them is our blessing. In them is our promotion. In them is our enlargement. I pray for every one of them. As my long relationship with Bishop Doug has blessed me with a new car and has blessed me with another church, enlargement beyond this church, to have another congregation beyond this one. So I pray for them that their long relationship with me and with each other will advance their cause, will take them forward, will bless their lives. Bless them with good relationships and cause them to avoid the relationships that destroy their lives and their commitment to the Father. I give you praise for bringing us such a mighty revelation in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap for Jesus. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, I want to pray for you here. If you are not a born-again Christian, this will be the greatest morning of your life. Wherever you are standing, please lift up your hand if you want me to pray for you to give your life to Jesus. I want to be a serious Christian. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be into Jesus and Jesus into me. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven when I die. I'm not sure. If I was to die today, I'm not sure whether I'll make it to heaven. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, I want to pray for you. Wherever you are standing, lift up your right hand in the air like so. God bless you. Lift it up high. God bless you. Lift it up high. Don't be shy. Maybe somebody invited you, but if you were to die this afternoon, you are not sure you'll make it to heaven. Oh, yes. Maybe you've been to church several times, but the fact that you have been in church for a long time does not make you a born-again Christian. It's important to pray the prayer, I want to pray for you today, and something new will come upon your life. If you have lifted your hand, I want you to come to me right in front here. I want to pray for you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. Lift up your hands and pray this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me for all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. From today, I give you my heart. I give you my life. I give you my everything. Take over and make me a new person. Please write my name. My name is... Write this name in your book of life. I'm yours forever. Now say this prayer. Say now, Satan, from today, I belong to Jesus. I will serve Jesus. I will no longer serve you. Me and you is finished. I belong to Jesus from now. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Take your communion elements. Take your communion elements. Come. Yes, Father, thank you for the blessing of this communion. We thank you for the bread. We thank you for the wine. We partake of them, knowing that there is power in the blood and there is power in his stripes. We thank you
in Jesus' name. Eat the body of Jesus Christ and drink His blood.
For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless is the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which
the Lord bless you. The Lord heal you. The Lord perfect all that concerns you. And in this season of enlargement, may you see enlargement in many areas of your life. Safety is of the Lord. The same God that protected us, may that same God protect you. The same God that delivered us from death, so that our enemies will not rejoice over us, that same God will protect and deliver you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services from the Macarius Church Headquarters, East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.